get started, let's call the Library Joint Powers Authority Board of Monday, January 9th, 2012 to order. Alga, can you call the roll?
Supervisor Peary?
Here.
Citizen Gert?
Here.
Citizen Gorson?
Here.
Councilmember Byers?
Here.
Citizen Poitinger?
Here.
Councilmember Reed?
Here.
Councilmember Terrazas?
Here.
Supervisor Stone?
Here.
Councilmember Story?
Here.
And we have an agenda in front of us. I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
So Ellen moved and Sam seconded.
Thank you.
And we have minutes of our last meeting, December 5th.
Move approval.
Second.
Ellen moved and Lee seconded. We are. Let's just move through.
just
so much easier when we don't fucking cut down on the controversy.
We've been waiting a whole year to do that.
It's been my strategy all along. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Communications. That's the time for members of the public to address the board briefly about library topics that are not on the agenda. Does anybody have any? Doesn't look like it. And
Barbara,
yes.
I don't know if this is an opportunity to discuss something. I was unable to attend the last meeting, but I'd like to, when we schedule the 2012 board meetings, to rotate, and I'll leave it to the staff to determine how we can coordinate this at branches that have meeting facilities. So we could have board meetings at some of the libraries throughout the county with facilities that enable the public to attend, so we could meet a little bit more directly with the public in those locations. So I don't know
good
if
idea.
That needs to be agendized or if we can just direct them by consensus.
Do we have
I don't think we need to agendize it, but, you know, we could ask Lisa
to put a schedule together
okay.
for next one.
Right,
we should probably check bylaws to make sure there isn't any
there's no requirement
about where it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that for them.
All right. We have a consent agenda, and I believe we have corrected versions, just the number of the resolution is corrected.
Yeah, we could, instead of 2011, they're 2012. Resolutions change in the calendar year, whereas motions change on the fiscal year. So that's what happens when Kira's back.
So nothing else changed.
Nothing else changed, just that
so it's now resolution 2012-01 and 2012-02 on the consent agenda.
I'll move approval of the consent agenda. I just want to say I knew Jim Morley, who lived in La Selva Beach, and left a small bequest to the library. He's just one of the sweetest, nicest guys you would ever meet. And just all he really wanted to do was contribute to the community. He's really a wonderful person. He's very missed.
We actually shared with several other community organizations. That was
good.
Torn out by his contribution.
Second Ellen's motion.
So Ellen gave the motion, Helga, and David gave the second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Written communications. Any questions or comments? I just have one, if people hadn't noticed it, is that the New Scotts Valley branch was in the annual architectural review, or whatever they called it, of Library Journal in December. So I thought that was really great.
Nice.
They showed
the photo.
With a photo, they showed the teen room.
Very nice.
It was really, really nice. I think it just goes to show that whatever the outside building looks like,
you can
make
to
a
that.
Great indoors library.
Absolutely right.
Once you're in the door, you have no idea.
As long as you close your eyes until you get to the front door, you're okay, Scott Sally.
It's not totally true.
It's awfully close to being true.
And also the stuffed animal sleepover.
Yes.
If you that wasn't in written communications. That's in the next section. It was the best thing I've ever heard of. Okay. Reports of advisory bodies. Friends?
Yes, Pete Cullen with the Friends. And the Santa Cruz Chamber of Commerce had their big holiday mixer on the 21st. And they were looking for donations over $500 for a raffle. And we got Seascape Resort to donate two nights and dinner for two of Sanderlings for the raffle. And I think they raised over $2,000 at the raffle for about four or five nonprofits in the community. And we also just received a $5,000 grant from Julie Packard through the Community Foundation. So lots of good things happening. And our board is in transition right now. We've lost some members, and we're kind of figuring out how we're going to get some new members. So there you have it.
What was the Packard Foundation, or the Packard
Fund? The Applewood Fund. So it was a $5,000 grant.
For what?
You know, that's a good question. I don't have the answer.
Okay, maybe next month.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A finance committee report. We did not have a finance committee meeting, so there is no report. Member reports. Sam, any news?
Well, thank you, Barbara, and I will say yes, there is, I mean, big news. As we all know, the Supreme Court has terminated RDAs as we know them. That does impact Capitola's efforts to potentially to build and the new library. There's three components of it, and as I understand it, we're going to be voting on Thursday to become the successor organization for the RDA, the city will. But all the assets will be subject to an oversight committee, which is made up of various other both city representatives, county representatives, and special district representatives. So we have three funding sources. One is the major funding of $2.6 million that was going to the county to help fund the cost of the construction of the library. You know, our hope is that, well, this oversight committee will see that. I think we will view that as an ongoing obligation that they would honor so that we could continue to have the funds. We also have $500,000 architectural agreement, which is on hold. So we are not incurring any further expenditures on that. And I would say that that commitment is kind of up in the air as well. We also had a $100,000 contract, which is also on hold. So I think in sum, we are basically just holding off on expending any further money toward the new Capitola Library until we see the development of this oversight committee and whether these obligations are going to be honored. And so, and I have no idea how long that's going to take. So I think things could be up in the air for quite some time. So that concludes my report.
Thanks, Sam. Staff reports.
Okay, so on monthly narrative, what I wanted to point out on the monthly report was the stuffed animal sleepover. Haven't watched those the slideshow. I heartily encourage you to do it. It's just wonderful. It just will make you smile. It's great. So any questions on the monthly report? Okay. On the statistical report, we're hoping to be able to have the CERC stats by February. They'll go back to November, but there was a glitch in the reports. And we got them from Evergreen, or didn't get them, and they're restoring them, and so we've had other things that have been more directly impacting public service that we felt needed attention. So I believe, is Jesse here? I think Jesse's going to, hopefully we'll have something by February that we think they're in there. We'll have to get them out. So So other than that, there's nothing really. We got what statistics we could, but we don't have circulation. So on financials, you will notice on page 17 that there's now a column for vehicle replacement. That's one of the new funds that we established this year. There's no money in there yet. There will be money moving into it, but they did establish the fund so that we're putting money aside each year to replace vehicles. And so the first step is done, the column's there. So the next step will be to actually put some money in. I think they did in December, but it just doesn't show yet. Okay, we're 42% of the year when this report was done, the end of November, and it's basically looking pretty good from revenues. You saw the report from the county financing authority that's looking really good. We've gotten, the Morley estate, and what's not showing here is also the $70,000 from the Dorothy Hale, and so revenues are holding their own, not a little bit high, up a little bit for what was expected. And the one area that's a little bit low is fines and payments for lost books, and that's because we've been forgiving a lot of fines, and I believe we're starting to charge them again because the system is stable enough now that people are getting notices. And I know I got a notice that I had something due in 3 days. Which was nice. Have you got, anybody gotten that one
I
yet?
I got one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but I checked out 4 books at the Aptos Library using the self checkout, and when I got home, I looked at the receipt. Printed out. I got home and it said that we hadn't checked out any of these books.
Probably the first item we tried to check out, something was wrong with it in some way, and then unfortunately. Right now, it's the same sound for successful and unsuccessful.
There's no clue that something
so
is
we're,
missed.
We'll be looking at that when we have some spare time.
But I worry that people will think, well, shoot, I guess they're my books now.
Well, we haven't. What we've experienced is people telling us that that's happening, but they bring them back. Mm-hmm. We haven't experienced a high loss.
Good.
High loss rate.
Good. Maybe I'll bring mine back.
It may be. Maybe. We don't know how that's affecting circ stats.
So the reason we were forgiving so much was because of the email.
People weren't getting notices.
Okay.
And some of the things that came over from the old system didn't come over right, so people were showing just like ridiculous fines, several hundred dollars for one item and things. And that's all been corrected now. Anyway, hopefully fines will start picking up a little bit. But overall, we're still doing okay in revenues. Expenditures also 42%, and we're at 41%, and personnel I think is right at 40.5%. So we're right on. There's some areas that are a little bit high. You can see page 22, the telecommunications service outside, that's still the E-rate, and I got that in December. They basically told us, you can get more of a discount, and I don't remember which branch it was, in one of the branches, and we said, okay. So we sent the letter saying, yeah, we'll take the greater discount, and then they came back and said, no, you can't have the bigger discount. So okay. We won't take the bigger discount, but that whole process took like 3 months, and that was part of the approval of this year's form. So hopefully we haven't gotten the official notification that we're getting our money this year, but we should be soon. Anything anybody's got questions on? As you know, Jack Billis is retired, so I'm flying solo. If we need help, I've got Cheryl Fife is in his place.
Some of them you have little notes. Those aside.
Yeah, those notes are for me to explain if you had questions. So
okay. Well, they're really hard to read. I have to tell you, I can't really read them. So I don't know if it's possible with this program and stuff. What would be nice is if you could just like put a one and a two and then put the notes at the bottom.
Usually you don't see the one with my notes on it. And I just have those notes, so if you ask me, I've got it. But I'd have to do it as a separate sheet, but I'd have to put a hand. There's no way for me to change this report. But I can do it by hand if, but it's usually my, like I said, I always have these notes, but you don't usually see them. I just happen to make the copy of. It's my cheat sheet. But if you want to see it, I can.
Well, if you think, you know, if it's something that you think might be important for us to know.
Any other questions on revenues or expenditures?
And then the next part is the information from the county, which the Library Financing Authority met before this meeting. Helen is the new chair. David is the new vice chair. And so I got this in time for the packet, so I put in the same information that they received, and they did approve these estimates. So for the rest of this year, it looks like we're going to have, the estimates are an extra about $231,000, and for next year's budget about $260,000. So I guess the question I have for you is, how do you want to treat this $230,000? Do you want to hear ideas from me next month on some ways, some things that we could boost, and some things like the collection maybe, spending on the collection or some other areas, capital maintenance, things like that might have had to go a little shorter on?
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Okay, I will come back to you in February with some recommendations. Conservative recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, extra money is always good. So I have one question that maybe if I come for the financing authority, maybe I might have had to answer. So from what I understand, the estimate for 2012-13 fiscal year is for sales tax is exactly the same as for the 11-12 estimate, right? So there's no forecast of an increase in sales tax this year.
That question was asked.
Yeah. And what was the answer?
The answer is there's no increase forecasted.
Okay. It's just we're taking a very conservative approach to it, so that we don't spend money that we might end up not having.
Basically, there was an increase the first half of the year, and they're allowing for that. But the second half of the year, they're saying it's going to be the same as last year.
Okay.
They're being very conservative.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
I just had a question. Is there a page 4 on this document, or is it just a typo that it goes from 3 to 5?
There's just a typo.
I just wondered if I would.
Okay. Yeah.
Very.
And then just the last piece in the finance under written communications, I had the CalPERS article, which was good news as well. Like CalPERS isn't going to go up by as much as we thought it would.
Good news, but I don't know how realistic it could possibly be.
Yeah. And I think Jack addressed that at the last meeting. So. Okay. So, ILS update. Like I mentioned, and this is more questions on finance. Okay. ILS update, like I said, majority of the kinks have been worked out. Public noticing is working. We are currently identifying areas where development work is needed. So these are basically features we didn't get that we want or need. And they may be features that aren't yet available in this system. So we can, the beauty of open source is you can develop it. Cost money, but you can do that. But as part of the grant that we're in, we will have a little bit of funding to do some things. So we're trying to identify what do we need and then what's most important. So that's the kind of stage we're at now. I don't know, Jesse, do you want to add anything on the system? Okay. It's basically we're just slogging through and doing a great job. So Speaking evergreen, though. Okay. Transition update. Public loves the hours. Sometimes it's been slow. People don't necessarily realize we're open. Sometimes it's been, like here Saturday at La Selva Beach was very slow until 4 o'clock, and then everybody seemed to know that the branch was open. So it's going to take time. Fridays, we haven't been open on Fridays in 3 years, so it'll take some time. Yeah. And there's always people who are going to walk in and never know we were closed on Fridays. So I've got some good news on the volunteer situation. Laura Whaley's been doing an incredible job along with our AmeriCorps volunteer. This last Saturday, they had an orientation for the branch assistant volunteers. Those are the ones for the 8 hours a week at the 6 largest branches. They had 14 attendees, ranging in age from 18 to 75, and they got volunteers for all 6 branches, and I understand we have another one for Capitola.
Good.
Yes, we do. I'm trainable.
Maybe. We're still sharing a website with the Friends for volunteers, but that we're going to be separating those soon. So our webmaster's out for a little bit, and when she gets back, we'll be working on that.
We have a backup, so if we have one person for each branch for that 8 hour.
I'm not sure how they're scheduling
we
it.
We have a backup.
My guess is there's more than one for each branch, and this is just the initial batch of 14 that they've got. So I haven't seen what schedules they're working.
It's 8 hours per week.
8 hours per week, I think, yeah. So it'll probably vary. Some may work 2 hours, some may work 4, some may work 8. And we also got 2 new Capitola Tales to Tales volunteers and 3 tutors for Grant Supporting Garfield Park. And we've worked through, we've got the database established, and we've worked out the liability issues with the city attorney and all that, so we're good to go. So she's just done an incredible job in a month's time, with 2 of those weeks being the holidays. So. And I'd say staff, I'm real, real proud of the staff. They're taking it all in stride and doing a great job of adjusting. There's still a lot of fine-tuning that's happening and balancing how we're providing service now, but we're working through it, and I would say overall the staff's doing quite well. Staff that wants to make any other comments on that? It's not all perfect. I'm not going to say that.
We did start
a program.
Literacy program today.
So the story time
and adult programming just continued because there were no changes with that. But we started story time today.
We used the some of the money allocated for doing remote reference to buy a bunch of iPads, and all the reference providers now have, or will soon have, iPads.
Mm-hmm. The reference team has the new branches for the Wednesday.
Yeah, and so that's, everybody's learning how to use that, and how to use, we'll start with FaceTime, and eventually Skype, and we'll see. So we're, I've talked with some colleagues, and they said, oh yeah, we're thinking about doing that. They're thinking and we're doing, so anyway.
I was in the Capitola branch. When was it? I think it was the first day of the new service model. It was a lot of people there.
Tuesday was a very busy day everywhere. A
lot of people there.
The day after being closed for 2 days,
yeah.
And for many people through the holidays, it was very busy everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. anything else anybody wants to transition for? Moving forward. The other main item on the agenda is the approval of the Library Information Technology reclassification. And I'm not going to read you the staff report, and I do see that Lisa and Chris are here with other questions. This is the reclass of the Library Information Technology staff has been long overdue and was actually separate from the staff restructuring. I actually budgeted for it in last year's budget, knowing that it was underway, and there's been a lot of reasons why it got delayed, and it's just almost serendipity or that it's happening right on the heels of the library restructuring. It is a separate issue. But all the recommendations were accounted for in budgeting and for the new service model because we knew they were coming and we kind of had an idea. I didn't know exactly what the recommendations were going to be, so we kind of did a best guess and kept that money budgeted. IT is a rapidly changing environment, and things have been changing through the course. And I think that's one of the difficulties in doing this particular reclassification is that every time they thought they had reached a point of, you know, we can review and move forward, something major had changed, and so we had to go back and rework it. So finally we had to say, okay, this is it, this is where things are right now, but it is rapidly changing, and what the report recommends is that we take the staff that's here and we get them reclassified, and then we look how to move forward. We look, are there any commonalities with the city that we can cooperate more effectively and be more cost effective for both of us, while maintaining our independence? And we've identified one area, which was Dan Landry, who retired at the end of December, and it was his recommendation kind of at the 11th hour, where he said, you know, I'm leaving, what you really need to do is contract for the hardcore network maintenance. He's done a great job training a staff member, Tinka, to move up in his place, but she's not quite at the level that he was at, and his recommendation is she can handle a lot of things, but we should be contracting with Cruzio. And so we're doing that right now, given that we don't have Dan. And so we've got a 6-month contract with them, both of us trying it out, see how it goes. And in the meantime, we're working with the city on doing a strategic plan. They were planning to do one for their IT department. It's a really crucial time for us to do one. Where are libraries going? What do we need? How should we be best structured? How should Dan be replaced? We need some sort of management. We just don't know what exactly that position should be. So we're going to take this time. We're in a good place to do it right now. And that's what the report's recommending. So that's what I've got to say on the reclassification. And any questions about it?
I just have a comment, really, more than a question. First of all, Lisa, and for City and Jar, I thought the actual detailed report that you put together was really good. My eyes sort of crossed reading it. It's like, well, I really want to know all this about the IT department. But I used to do compensation and benefits for a corporation, and this was just really good. So I just wanted to compliment you on that. And I also just, I think there's some creative solutions suggested here, you know, sharing, finding some commonalities and sharing some things with the city and seeing if there's some possibilities there. I think that's a great idea. And I think, you know, given how important technology is to libraries now, I mean, it's not really a backroom function for a library by any stretch of the imagination. It's a public service. So I think it behooves us to class these positions correctly and really put a long-term strategy together, which this suggests. So I just wanted to make that comment. Any other comments or questions?
Can I first introduce Chris Stathis? I don't think you've come to a board meeting. Chris is the Chief Technology Officer for the city, if I'm sure correct.
Okay.
And he's been providing some great technical assistance. Emily Galley's been doing kind of the personnel and that kind of management, and Chris has been helping to support us just starting here in some of the technical aspects as we move through this. So thank you, Chris, and there's a face. I'm not going to make him come to every meeting, but maybe I will. That's how nice he was doing.
Sam?
So Sam, I'm sorry.
Sam, then David.
Thank you, Barbara. I guess my question was this, particular planning or strategic planning with the city and the library. Are the needs and functions, I mean, it seemed to me that they're rather divergent, or at least would be going that way between how the city would use an IT infrastructure and how the library would ultimately want to be able to use an IT infrastructure. And that's going to be a critical component, I think, of the library in the future. So I'm not quite seeing how this joint strategic planning is going to bear out. You mentioned that we would want to be able to keep our
autonomy, our independence in developing our own needs and systems. And I guess my question is, well, how will we do that during this, if we're engaging in this kind of sharing system with another entity that maybe has a different set of needs and perspective on IT than we may?
We're not actually sharing systems. The city had planned to do a strategic plan for their IT department, and I've got some money from the Friends to use for technology, and I'm going to use it for our share of a consultant. We have agreed that, and I've identified at least one library IT consultant, so somebody who's library-oriented would be doing our piece of it. So, and the purpose of the plan really would be, the plans would be, are there commonalities or not? Are we moving in different directions? And so we, you know, we're totally separate, or are there some places where we overlap that we can benefit each other and be more cost-effective? And that's what we're hoping that the outside experts could look at and tell us, because I don't think any of us know the answer, and did I correctly characterize what we're planning to do? So we don't know the answers on this one. We really don't. And we're all maintaining open minds to just trying to make sure that for both entities, we are being as responsible as we can be with the limited funds we all have.
Okay.
And you'll be, you know, as the board, you'll be involved in approving anything that comes out of it. So.
Okay.
David? I want to move the staff recommendation. Second.
So David moved it. I'll get Mark seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
There is nothing on the parking lot, so I didn't waste paper. And appointment of citizen member, that's up to you.
Okay. So we had, last meeting, we had two interested and qualified candidates put themselves forward for the citizen member position. Casey Victor, who's here tonight, and Dick English, who's also here tonight, provided good applications with lots of information about their background, their vision for libraries, et cetera, and gave us short presentations. And so we're here tonight to approve one of the candidates for the citizen member position. And before we get into that, I just would like to ask the board if there's any questions that you might have for either one of the candidates before we start.
I had a question for you.
Yes.
Actually, which was for how you want to run this. I mean, do you want to have a motion, or do you just simply want to take a vote on the two candidates, or how do you want
to? You know, I was trying to remember how we have done it in the past, and I have no clue how we've done it in the past.
A very simple way is simply to, you know, ask those in favor of this person, and they raise their hand, and those in favor of this person, they raise their hand, the one with the most votes.
Right. That makes sense to me. I think simplicity is the best. So, why don't we do that? So, we'll start alphabetically again. Or maybe I'll go in the reverse order, since we started at the beginning of the alphabet last time. Okay. So we have Dick English, who has put himself forward. So all in favor of approving Dick for the citizen member position, why don't you raise your hand? Okay, so we've all put our hands up. Your hands up, Catherine? Thank you. So Dick, you are the lucky winner of the citizen member position. And Casey, I just want to tell you that I really appreciate your application. It was a good application. You have great background. And I'm pretty sure Pete Cullen would like to talk to you about it. He's president of the Friends Board. There's lots of ways you can contribute to the library with your skills. So I encourage you to do that. Thank you for applying.
And thank you for your consideration.
You're very welcome. And with that, I'm going to ask Dick to come up and sit here for the adjournment. I'm I'm no longer a citizen member on the board.
Wow. Well, thank you, Barbara.
Yay, Barbara!
Everyone.
Thank you. Dick, you were fantastic.